Blog Talk Radio.
Myself on mute.
Thank you.
Hold on, man. I got too much messages coming in. I can't, yo, man. I need an assistant, a real reliable assistant to handle my Facebook, to handle my Twitter. Preferably a girl. Only because girls handle their business better than dudes, so.
All right.
It's Monday. What's going on, people? Vice, what's going on, man?
Chillin', son. You already know what it is, B.
Right.
Got a big fucking day at work today, so. Coming down with a little. It's crazy, so.
Where's Showcase at? Showcase, are you in the water main break?
Oh, I think he may have been
I put myself on mute. What do you want me to do?
Shut the hell up.
Why are you talking?
Vice, I respect you, Vice. You told me to go on mute. I went on mute. So what the fuck? First, I gotta say fuck MTA.
There we go.
And fuck Port
Authority.
The show
really starts now.
No, so this is just my introduction. Fuck MTA and fuck Port Authority. Fuck
nice.
Them both. These dudes are. Do you know if nobody else is gonna say it, I'm gonna say it because these motherfuckers are drying our pockets bone dry. Bridge now $12. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, we didn't have this conversation before.
No, but now it's official. We had this conversation already, but now it's official.
Yeah, so he texted you and told you, nigga, that Vice is lying. I peeped that.
It's official. It's official. $12.
What?
Okay.
Yo, but whatever. Before we get into anything, how about the Red Sox, man? Oh, all right,
man. Let's get to some music. Let's get to some music.
What's going on?
Wait, what are you doing? Just jumping right into music? We're having a conversation here.
Yeah, because the Red Sox.
Yeah, you're about to get impressed and he's cutting you off. What a fucking dumb beetle.
And what we have here.
Come on, you serious? Turn that shit off. He's giving you props to your team and you're about to cut him off. For the very first time, we're giving the Red Sox props, and you're about to cut us off.
No, he's not, man. Where are you? Where you been at, man? He's not giving us props. What's the matter with this guy, man?
I said, make it up to the Red Sox, you know? For having difficulties in the wild cards, big ups to the Red Sox.
Nobody wants to hear about Red Sox
baseball right now. Why? Now?
Because, in the beginning of the year,
you was talking mad shit, son. What happened? Everybody's injured.
You ain't gonna drag me in this combo, in this argument. This is an ongoing conversation I have every day of the week. I'm not doing this shit on a Monday.
So then we don't do it on a Monday. Red Sox are garbage, so fuck them. Play some music.
Shout out to with that comeback went with broken ribs, fractured.
Shout out to Tony Romo, man. Shout out to the Cowboys. All my Romo sexuals, my Tony Romo sexuals out there.
Romo sexuals.
You know what I mean?
What is that? What's a Romo sexual? You got a man crush on Tony Romo, too?
Yeah, I was bad choking me. I was messing him yesterday, so on Facebook and on Twitter.
Your dude got a man crush on Tony Romo. Go TDI.
I kind of do have a crush on his game. I have a crush on his game when he comes back like
that. Yeah, that's what he said.
I got a couple of things I want to cover. I want to cover that fight, Saturday's fight between Mayweather and Ortiz.
Boy.
All right, I want to cover DJ Showcase mixtape, which is officially out, right, Show?
Which should be officially out tomorrow. Apparently, I have to get not bullshit. It's not. I sent the copy to the fucking PDI.
When I see a copy in my hand, then I'll be.
Look at Vice. By the end of the day, I gotta get the link, Vice. I gotta get the link. Apparently,
I'll send Vice the link.
Yeah, send him your link. Because apparently, on thepit.com, I'm gonna put it on. You need permission first. So I filled it out Saturday night. They should get back to me within tonight. I haven't checked my email. Again,
they're
going to
ban you again. They're going to do a MySpace on you, nigga.
Could you imagine? That's what I'm saying. If they do, I already found an alternative way to do it, and I already sent the link to TDI.
It's the old-fashioned way. Make CDs.
Yeah, it's the old-fashioned. No, not that. Not old-fashioned, kid. I'll just send the link.
Cicero, man. He got that video on World Star popping bottles and rocking J's. Shit is official. Shout out to my man Cicero, the virus.
It definitely would have been up today if it wasn't for the MTA, and that's what I was getting into, the MTA with the fucking...
So you're blaming the train and the buses.
Nigga, turn on the news, kid. How two lines that go down affect everybody?
I want to get into this other shit with Fabulous and Ray J got into a little discrepancy.
Oh, yeah, big ups to Fabulous for knocking his ass out.
Okay, so what's
the
first
topic? I heard it was the other way around.
No, I heard it was Fabulous knocking AJ out, or AJ. I don't know.
All right,
well, I got the footage. I got the audio footage, man. I'm going to play that, you know what I'm saying, when Ray J called Power 105 and all that. You're talking to Charlamagne the God, Envy, and Homegirl up there.
All right, so which one are we going to get into first?
I don't know, man. I got this Kate Solo shit I kind of want to rap.
Sure.
Everybody remember Kate Solo?
Showcase, you know what we're getting into? That niggas was scared of us. The summer's over and niggas copped out. They make it up. You know what I mean? And they got scared, son. That's it.
No,
he got scared.
Because he has a fucking, sore wrist.
Let me ask you a question. When was the last time Showcase even threw a pitch?
It doesn't matter. Y'all got scared.
When was the last time I threw a pitch?
I don't know. It don't matter, nigga. You've been working on music lately.
I threw a pitch this Saturday. You know, I went out and threw a pitch this Saturday. I threw a pitch today.
Oh, you did not, lying ass nigga.
I threw him Saturday.
Where?
With my son.
All right. Well, look, I'm going to get into this K Solo joint.
Defeat.
I don't even want to say the title of this K Solo joint. I'm going to say it. Yeah, this K Solo joint, the title of it, it's so hard.
What?
Yeah, this is the title, man. So, I'm going to say it again. K-Solo, it's so hard.
Hey.
Right here in New York City, man.
Go.
You make it so hard to be denied. You made it so hard to try to survive.
Hey, yo, I hang with the best of them. I know the rest of them wish that Solo really wouldn't do it like this. But you know, your boy Bloodline sick. Like it's full-blown hip-hop, and like Drake, they're waiting for the detox. Some say that Solo fell off, but look around, how can I fall off? I'm only walking on firm ground, so get it straight and cook it up, my flow's marinating. I ain't fall off, I'm a beast, I was hibernating. I took my time, but hey, what could I say? Talk wasn't built in a day, hip-hop is my girl. I wake up out the morning, wipe the sleep from my eyes. These wack rappers making wifey cry, they got us singing like...
You make it so hard to be denied. You made it so hard to trust in love.
In my instincts gave me some teeth. I had the world spellbound. I had no east west beast, but was the only death row rap assigned to the east. Told Shook, I ain't scared to touch you. Walked out of that contract with a sledgehammer and some brass knuckles, and still kept it 100 with Dre and DOC. Asked Redman who showed him the game. It was me, the ring king can knock me off my feet. I'm so low, I can't let you get underneath. Who was on the headbanger with the PMD? And who put Keith Murray on the MIC? Rockin' from my hometown, everybody knows me. Fugitive about the speed block on the LIE. Sharpshooters at my side, what should I talk about? He an OG, I get it done, I'm letting him talk about me. She like.
You made it so hard to trust in love.
What up, though? It's your boy T-Cal Meese, you know what I'm saying? Coming straight out of Detroit, Michigan, Motown, you know what I'm saying? But right now, you tuned in to New Talk City Radio with the homies TDI, Vice, and my homie DJ Showcase, man. Get you some.
You just shut me out,
right?
Man. Yeah, what's going on here today? What's going on with everybody today? We just, like, not on the same page, or what's going on?
No, I'm on the same page. I said that track is hot.
All right, that's what I was trying to see, but TDI decided to cut everybody off and didn't hear nothing.
You know TDI.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's okay. He's taking Donnie's place today.
Oh, wow, son.
I'm painting my fucking mamalango, kid.
It's crazy.
Anyway, so you know what, Vice? We debuted that song here, and I bet you that would be the last time you hear it anywhere except here on New Talk City Radio.
Yeah.
They're not going to play that. How many seconds are going to play that?
Yeah, my bad, man. I got knocked. Oh, man. There's too much going on over here. Shout out to my man Kev in the building. To my man Kevin Kane in the building.
Listen, TDI,
me and Show been doing our thing, son. You've
been
over
talking
there,
here, and you came back in.
No, listen. Let me tell y'all something right now, son. I'm handling the chat room. I'm handling Twitter. I'm doing music. I'm checking emails. All Showcase is doing is bashing the MTA and you bashing the Red Sox, my nigga.
No, we didn't even bash nobody. See, that's how much you're not even in the
thank
conversation.
Thank you for helping me out. I got the best co-hosts in the world, kid.
But you're not even, you weren't even in the conversation earlier. So how do you know? Oh, my God.
I
want to
play the one gun shit off the mixtape show.
Yeah, but
yo,
can we get back to the discussion?
Shout out to my cousin Hitman from Boston and the three bottles ready for this game.
Okay, can we get back into the discussion of the K-Solo joint?
Why do you keep talking about K-Solo? We already heard the song already, man.
No, we heard the song, but we're in a discussion about it now. Before you came in and said, shout out to somebody who's in the building, and it had nothing to do with nothing, and now ask me, why me invite Sebastian to MTA in Boston?
That was the torture, what up?
Here he goes again, you see what I'm saying? It's like a, you know what, TDI, go. What do you want? You bring up a whole list of things.
Well,
you're
not
came
saying
back
anything about Case. What do you want
to
say? Talk about him.
We were
talking
about him. Where we not having a conversation, how that probably is going to be the first and only place you hear it is here. Where were you not having that conversation?
Solo, that's cool. Well, we should start promoting it more often then.
I understand that, but that was
there.
The conversation. So we were having a conversation about it, and we were getting into the fact that with the things that we were talking about earlier, that the artists that actually pioneered this whole hip-hop shit get no play in fucking Power 105, get no play in Hot 97 other than little mix shows here and there, but they don't get super rotation. But to me, that's where I was going with that whole thing. But since you came in and interjected your whole shit, I completely lost my train of thought. So shout out to whoever's in the building. Good luck. And let's get into that one gun thing like you said.
The one gun? I just lost it. Where the fuck is it?
In your face. You see what we're dealing with here?
No. That's what happened.
I think I'm nervous, man. This is my last show of me being the age that I am now, man. I think I'm going to be a new age tomorrow. I'm going to be a new man, B. So that whole thing has me nervous. But let's get into this one gun shit off the Showcase mixtape, man. You're only going to hear that joint out of the Showcase mixtape. And
yeah,
I know Showcase did a good job blending this shit in. That's
yeah.
Right. New Talk City. Let's.
Message for you dumb punk, talk to him. We don't care where you come from. If you a smart guy, stay away from this one gun. And all the stupid dudes, man, we hit him with dum-dums. Just remember, we playing the same game. So if you bought the ratchet, I'm doing the same thing. Guarantee we don't play with the same aim. I don't shoot recklessly, man, I aim for the main lane. I'm CDI, play me if you want. And get the clip, and I don't mean the small piece of the blunt. Nah. Play hero, believe me, I will leave yo. Bust a big ego and shatter your big ego. My big dope bark and making a muzzle pop. My flow tight like pulling on laces with double knots.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the leg or what Kennedy got, you can get it, and it don't matter how many we got.
Yeah, yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
I don't want to hate. Chill! Shouts to everybody sending me the wrong birthday shout out, kid.
What you mean the wrong birthday shout out?
How's everybody posting messages on my Facebook saying happy birthday today? This shit is tomorrow.
Oh, man. It's called making books.
Oh, my God. You see this? You see, they don't want me to take over this game, kid. They don't want me on this mixtape game, kid.
What you talking about now, man?
They don't want, you know, I actually got to the email now, and I was trying to upload the mixtape as, you know, as the show's going on. So maybe at the end of the show, you're going to plug the thing out. And Mixtape Editing and Creation is currently disabled. You see, they don't want me here, son.
You serious?
I'm dead serious.
Might be, yeah.
I might be banned, son, already. I haven't even dropped a mixtape on thepit.com, and I might already be banned.
Wow.
Can you believe that? It's all right. Right. I mean, just start pushing that link around, because that link's good for till the 26th. So push that link around. You know, get it out to the listeners of New Talk City Radio, and I will sure have the link set up as soon as possible, so like rectify this whole.
I got a site for you, show. After the show, I'm gonna put you onto the site where you could definitely get that joint bumping, and you could have a heavy rotation, have people downloading it. Shout out to my homegirl, Baby J, on the check-in. Yeah, I got this nice site, a couple of sites for you. You could definitely smash it on there, have people download it. So I'm gonna prep you for that in a second. As a matter of fact, open your Gmail, and I can send you the links now. Moving on real quick, though. Okay, are you taking submissions for the next mixtape already or no?
Not yet.
Oh, shit, I mean, Vice said, my bad, Vice. Vice, Joe was muted. Yeah, Vice might muted, kid. My bad, son.
You see, that fucked up, son. Matter of fact, I'm out of here.
Nah, yo.
Nah, take it easy. Easy, dogs.
Quit.
Come on, man. Relax, kid. It was an accident. Things happen. I want to announce that next week we should have some. But you're gonna like this one. We should have some new Mike Geronimo music.
Hey, time out. Didn't you have a new co-host? Where was the guys?
Who? Oh, they got fired.
Oh.
They've been fired. I thought you got the memo. Didn't you get the memo? The what?
Any advice at all?
They got fired, kid.
Yo, show man, I got my man Tevin Kane in the building, and he's really happy that you got some new joints with Mike Geronimo, and you got K Solo and all these people, and you know.
Hey, I'm doing what I could do. You know what I told you earlier last week, and I told you this week. I'm doing my mixtapes off radio songs. I'm putting the people out there, you know what I'm saying? To me, these guys are pioneers. Let me tell you something, Vice. TDI, he want to hear something crazy? Nas has had an album out this entire year already.
Album?
Nas. He has an entire album. I don't know the label. Well, let me pull up the label. He got an album out already. But it's been out the entire year. And unbeknownst to me and unbeknownst to everybody else, I didn't even know it was out.
Yo, real quick, man. I want to get into this Fabulous Ray J shit. What the fuck happened? Can somebody tell me what happened?
No.
Vice. Where's Vice, man? Where's Showcase? I mean, what's going on? Yo, these niggas. All right.
So I'm here. We're doing one thing at a time.
I got a little cold.
Somebody sending some NyQuil for Vice, man. He got a little cold, man. I might take care of my guy right here. All right, so listen, we got this joint right here, man, with Ray J. You want what?
I want you to bring it to me.
I will. As soon as the show is over, we'll be at your house. So we got the Ray J combo here, Vice. Nigga Vice, man. I don't know. You get sick and you get kinky, nigga. What the fuck is the matter with you, dirty bastard?
No shit, son.
Where's Showcase? You looking at Nas? Looking for Nas' album? Showcase is really for the people. Showcase. Where is Show?
I'm right here. I'm looking for the name of the album, son.
Show, where you at?
I'm right here.
All right, we got a caller right here from the 917. I want to see what this is right now. 917, what up, man?
Yo, what up? What's good, nigga?
What up? What's going on?
Yo, what's good? Yo, Vice, what up, man? I heard you sick.
Yo, DJ Jude.
Oh, it's Jude.
Dímelo.
Hey, yo, let me put June on blast real quick. Hey, yo, Vice, you know what? You want to know what June just posted up on Facebook, man?
What? Oh, you got
the
it?
Generated. Yeah, the PlayStation, the generated, the game that makes the beats. That's the beat he made, and I ain't going to lie, people, all my listeners, DJ June made some hot fucking beats off them joints, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, he took it whack.
And I still got it. Still got the beats.
Yeah. That shit just came in today, nigga. I had to order that shit.
Oh, so you going to start rocking out again?
Yeah, I'm going to try it out. See what's up. Maybe if I didn't lose a touch.
Hey, yo, so listen, we want to get into this conversation with Ray J and Fabulous, man. Apparently, Ray J smacked the shit out of Fab, man. Everybody don't know who Ray J is. He's Brandy's little brother.
Yeah, I think he punched him. He didn't slap him. He punched him.
Well, he said he socked him, whatever that means. I don't
know.
Yeah,
he socked him. He punched him out. Like, I mean, he didn't punch him out, though, but he punched him,
right?
He didn't do nothing. According to
what? Showcase, what would you do? What would you do if you got punched in the face? No. What would Showcase do if he got punched in the face by Brandy's little brother? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Showcase.
What would I do?
What would you do if he got punched in the face?
You're going to punch him back, right? What are you going to do? Just stay in there? Hey, Brish. Are you serious?
Beautiful. All right, man. Yo, listen. I want to get into this combo. Let's get into this, man. This is like an 8-minute combo right here. This nigga Ray J is going off. I don't believe most of the shit this nigga's saying. This shit just sounds real fucking bogus.
And 105?
Yeah. But then again, Fabulous didn't tweet all day. He haven't tweeted in like about 13 hours. So I don't know, man.
Maybe he got an eye jam and
out,
you can't see.
You can't see the button.
Yeah, you can't see the button.
All right, man. Look, this is how it went down.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1.
Ray.
Yo, Charlamagne.
What up, my G?
Envy, what up?
What up, Ray J? What happened, man? What the hell went on?
Are we live?
No. Yes.
We live.
Yes.
Okay, so I ain't going to curse. But these punk faggots, and excuse my language, but you know what I'm saying? Be whoever you want to be. Love whoever you want to love. I didn't mean it like that. I just meant, when you want to disrespect me and the money team, and we got 7 Rolls Royces outside, and we just made 350 racks on the... Don't disrespect me. I'm going to smack you up again, fool.
All right, so Ray J,
that's all I'm saying. Niggas saying Ray J got beat up? I shocked that nigga in the face, my nigga.
So you punched Fab in the face?
One time. All I'm saying is if you got a Fab number, tell that nigga to send a picture of his face right now.
Wow.
Okay, Ray J, let me ask you. So this is what happened because you didn't like
these bitch ass niggas.
You didn't like what he was saying on Twitter, like making jokes.
Nah, it's like, look, don't disrespect me and Floyd like that. I play piano on that motherfucking piano every day. That's my big bro, nigga. We grew up together. So if you think I just came over there and sang a song, you got me motherfucking twisted. I'm always over there, nigga.
Remember, we on air, Ray. We on air, Ray. Can't curse.
Oh, I'm sorry, Envy. I'm sorry.
So go ahead. So,
Envy, I'm sorry. Are we live?
Yeah. So you're posting me. What happened?
What?
I said, so you went up to him after party.
I'm with the money
happened?
Team right now. We all over here. I swear to God, he running from me right now. I had 100 fools outside of Moon right now. He never left the club. He was scared up in there. He tried to call the police.
So when you hit him, what did he do, Ray?
Nothing. He fell back because he's a sucker.
Okay, now, Ray J, let me ask you. So he didn't hit you back?
Look, check this out. No disrespect. Like, shout out to my big bro, Diddy, because he tried to really be like, look, they was just going in on you. And you know, it was all fun and games. Shout out to Kevin Hart, because, you know, he a comedian. But Fab ain't no comedian. My homie saved his life when he was in L.A. His life was threatened by my other dudes, and my other homie saved his life. So how dare you even speak disrespectful to me? You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it was. So when I seen him, I was with Floyd and 50, and he tried to say, don't touch me, and I touched that nigga. Straight up.
Did 50
with him.
Did 50 instigate the fight?
Listen, I got detained tonight. I got kicked out of the motherfucking Palm Hotel. Police arrested me, handcuffs. Listen, I said, look, y'all gonna take me to jail or can y'all just unhandcuff me and let me hop in my ghost and get up out of here? They said, that's your car? I said, I'm cool. Can you handcuff me? I gave, you know what I'm saying? I looked out for him and I was out.
Now, Ray J, let me throw, did Fab at all his people or did he hit you at all?
Nah, look, my team don't play. If you disrespect me, don't come to the West Coast. So he in Las Vegas and he tried to disrespect me.
Well, we heard Fab headbutted you, and people are upset because he had his guard down.
Come on, my headbutted me.
So,
I swear. Listen, you call that fool right now. We can get on the phone right now. He'll tell you what it is because he know my big homies is on his bumper. So he gonna apologize on the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne, Envy, listen, you know y'all my dudes, right?
Right, yeah.
I'm going to make sure he call up to the Breakfast Club and apologize for his actions. Because I'm not playing, man. You niggas think I sing songs and run around here and do dances? I don't play that shit, man.
You're not Omarion.
Now, I'm just playing games,
for real,
man.
Ray, just, don't go to jail. It ain't, nothing ain't worth going to jail,
no,
man.
No, I know. And so this is what happened, right? Everybody told me to calm down. I'm back at the crib. I got kicked out of the Palms. I went back up to the Palms. Listen, my homegirls is rolling GT Bentleys. He got a 97 GT. Come on, my outside.
Listen, but Ray, you know.
Condo, nigga.
You know when you come to New York.
I got a 20,000 square foot crib. I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool. I got an indoor basketball court and an outdoor basketball court. This broke-ass, bitch-ass nigga, I swear to God.
Now,
listen,
Ray J, just one question,
listen,
though.
When I hit Slay, he ain't going to be able to even stay in his own town because I got some goons out there that's going to get him, too.
All right, Ray J, but let me ask you something. You know that Fab jokes around on Twitter all the time.
Fuck
like
that nigga. Fuck that bitch-ass nigga. He can't joke on me, nigga. That nigga's a broke-ass nigga. He called me. I let that nigga borrow my Lamborghini for his video in L.A. That's my word. Ask Clue.
Hey,
I
Ray,
let him borrow my Lamborghini. I let him drop my top. He can have that shit. That's old. I got 3 new Rolls Royces outside. And I'm tired of being humble with niggas. I'm tired of being humble, and I'm tired of being low-key. Now I'm about to pull my motherfucking whips out. I'm about to show y'all what my crib looks like, and I'm about to roll with my niggas and smack niggas up that's talking.
Ray J! That's what I'm talking about.
You guys, come
Ray,
on.
Ray,
we don't want anything. We don't want
Ray,
anything to happen,
Ray,
though,
you know,
for real.
Stay out of jail, Ray. You know, hopefully we can squash it out.
Point blank. I don't give a fuck about nothing but making money, making good product. I create my own TV shows. All my cars is paid for. All my cribs is paid for. I got pink slips on every one of my whips. You can come to my shit and see it. I'm stamping all this shit. Charlamagne know me. That's my big homie.
My man.
We go way back. So he know when I call him, I'm going to give him the exclusive shit. And I'm tired of playing games with these niggas. When I see Fab, he know what it is. Charlamagne, that's my word. He going to call up to the Breakfast Club. And he gonna apologize.
Damn.
All right, Ray. Oh, Ray. Ray, we appreciate you calling in, Ray. Ray, don't go. Go get locked up, Ray. Do
yeah,
not
Ray,
get
they
locked
calm
up,
down. Just stay in the house.
Already got locked up today. Already got locked up.
But don't get locked up again, Ray.
Go smoke something, Ray. Go smoke something
already
and calm down, brother.
Up. I'm ready for this nigga, man.
All right.
Straight up.
Thank
bitch ass nigga.
Thank you, Ray.
Man,
appreciate
I hate
you
to see people
mama.
So mad like that. I don't want Ray
you know
to do
saying?
Nothing
this
crazy.
This nigga
want to
talk shit. I was with Puff last night, and I said, Puff, he said, listen, if anybody talks shit about me, I'm going to smack them niggas in the face. And I said, you know what? You know, you right. If Clue can't squash this, then it's over.
Now, we're going to squash it. We need this to end peacefully.
The only nigga that can squash this shit is DJ Clue.
We're going to make that happen.
Clue to hit me,
but
listen, Charlamagne, Envy, Angela Yee, I promise you, I'm going to have Fab call up there, and he's going to apologize to the Breakfast Club. He's going to apologize to me for being a broke-ass, bitch-ass nigga. I got 6 Rolls Royces outside, 2 Bentleys. My
now,
girlfriend
we let,
is
we, this got to end peacefully, Ray.
I'm playing games with this shit, nigga.
And I like Ray J a lot, so you're right.
Fuck this nigga. Fuck
talk
that,
to him, Pop.
Fuck that whole team, nigga. I'm going to smack the shit out that bitch-ass
nigga.
Now,
we're going to try to get Fab on the line and squash
this. Nigga, get Fab on the line right now. I'll smack the shit out that nigga.
You can't smack him over the phone, Ray.
On the phone that like niggas, and they're going to rape that nigga. nigga. Bend that nigga over and stick it in that nigga boot.
All right, all right, all
oh
right,
my
Ray.
God.
Right, right,
oh, my
right.
God.
All right.
I don't give a fuck.
We're going to squash it out, Ray. Appreciate you calling
I
in.
I don't give a fuck.
We're going to call back,
Ray.
Ray.
Don't you amp that up, Charlamagne.
Listen, Envy, I love you. Let me be back to being my, you know, I'm upset, everybody. It's going down in here. I'm with the money team. Shout out to Floyd 50. What up? Y'all know we turned on, but look.
La, la, la.
I love y'all. Let me get back to being positive.
Come on, man.
All right, please.
Yeah, yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Jeez. Boogie Down Bronx right. Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K. We on the spot with it.
You really wasted 20 minutes of our show on that bullshit?
Yeah, for real.
I think you better chill out for that nigga fuck you up too, nigga.
Are you,
I think he's on a rampage,
man.
Dog.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? 20 minutes of wasting on it. You play a quick soundbite, get it over with. But you don't really waste 20 minutes of our show to play Ray J venting.
Where the fuck Vice go?
He probably
left. Somebody.
He probably left. That's the way I was going to leave.
You should have left that, nigga.
You cannot even come outside.
Where June at?
20 minutes. June probably left, too.
Yeah.
What's good, E-Man?
Yeah, yeah,
your man Showcase upset.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
Showcase is mad because he's a real Fabulous fan, and I don't know.
I'm not a fan. You see, you're turning
I'm a
into
Fabulous fan, too.
It's not about whether I'm a Fabulous fan or not.
Bullshit.
It's not about whether about that. It's you're going to play a little soundbite with Ray J renting. But I don't want to sit here and listen to this dude every day. I don't think the people want to sit here and listen to the dude rant and rave on somebody else's show. Come on.
My nigga, just for the record, I'm getting comments while this shit is playing, all right? So people were listening.
Okay,
that's
but that
one.
Wasn't our show. That wasn't
number
our
two,
show. We should just play
number
little soundbite and that's
number
it.
Number two, you're not obligated to listen to it. You're not obligated. You could have easily just left. That's one thing I don't do. I don't obligate people to do nothing, my nigga.
I know.
You don't like
I understand
it.
That. But listen,
now,
listen.
There's a solution to every problem. I say that.
Why
don't
you just play a little soundbite? You say you're going to play a soundbite. You
I don't
want to
play the soundbite, nigga.
Play the whole entire damn show.
Oh, look.
Yeah, that nigga had
it was a rant and rave. It was a rant and rave, and it's ridiculous. Okay, cool. He snuffed him, and now he wants to continue it. Come on, please, Ray J. You know,
yeah,
that's like me punching some dude. Okay, you punch him. Okay, just give it a rest. That's it. You pull this card. You go into this, all this other extra shit. You're making it look like you're trying to be tough.
Yo, shout out to my
nigga,
old girl. She's at Cole Fab right now.
Yo, that nigga had batteries in his back, son. Because he was with 50 and me, Gay Weather.
Yeah, but come on, seriously, okay, cool. He punched him in his face. Yeah, he punched Fab. That's it. Leave it at that. All this other extra shit was unnecessary.
Well, tell Ray J that, nigga.
If he was on our show.
Yeah,
I got his
Twitter
number.
You could tweet him. Tweet him.
Tweet him what? So he starts ranting and raving on me for no fucking apparent reason?
There you go. Exactly.
So beep him.
Exactly, nigga. Don't get socked. A lot of people get socked out there.
That's okay, cool. Punch
the
punch
tonight. Fucking chat is blowing up crazy. I feel like this nigga was on my show, man.
You know,
that
shit is ridiculous. Now he wants to turn it into an all-out war.
Yo, I feel like this nigga's on our show. This nigga, everybody's... I'm getting bad comments, man. Shout out to everybody who's listening. Too many of y'all to name right now.
Yeah,
what's up, DJ Drew? What's up with your show, man?
Vacation?
Took a little vacation?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That sounds just about right.
Yeah, having some court shit and business.
Oh, okay,
and,
okay.
You know, a lot of personal stuff that I got to take care of before I start DJing again.
All right, well, let me ask you a question, Joe. I'm going to ask a question I ask all DJs. Can we get a DJ Drew mixtape? And if so,
no,
what kind of music would it be?
No. Yeah.
You
know how long I've been telling that? Any kind of music you want. But I think... When I'm like, start getting colder, you know?
All right, man, we need that.
Drew, just tell him no. That's it. Just be like, no.
Not but it sounds good when I say that I'm going to do it, though.
June,
I give
June,
him positive
June.
Feedback. Yeah.
June, do me a favor. Listen, let's put out a mixtape together.
No.
What do we know?
Talk about that shit. One guy. All right, that sounds like a good idea, and I'll make it happen. That's what I want to hear.
All right, so
I'll make it happen.
Okay.
So send me, I'll email you. You send me about 5-6 tracks, and I'll mix them all together.
Yo, listen. This is a conversation I got to take off the show. I don't want to hear rambling about talking to people, man.
But now, Showcase, you got to come out with your own thing, right? You know, and then
it's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's already came out. It came out. I got to get the link up and everything. It's ready to go.
Hey, yo.
Oh, wow.
They drug me back into it.
All right, so I got to We've been talking about this joint for a little while already, this Tides of the Creator dude, and I think I got a diss track directly towards him. It just hit the email. So I kind of do want to play that. Showcase, man, tell us what else you're mad at, man.
Who? I'm not mad at nothing. I'm
you.
Good. I'm good. I'm
you
good.
Who?
Because Ray J said it all. There's really nothing I can combat with that dude just ranting and raving on top of the lip. We're on air. Well, fuck that nigga. Oh, my God. Really?
That's the same show.
Professional.
He doesn't have to be professional. He's rich.
What you mean he doesn't have to be? So just because he's rich, he could be an asshole?
I mean, but I'm pretty sure that wouldn't affect him being rich.
But it wouldn't affect him being a professional person either.
Yo, listen, I don't think he is an asshole, though. I mean, I think he was just upset.
Okay,
you
cool.
You did upset, the MTA, you did Bloomberg, you did the whole fucking...
I wasn't on fucking FAA radio and fucking rant cursing and fuck this nigga and starting a whole fucking...
That's the name of election, nigga.
I got 30, 40, 50 goons. Come on, man.
Here we go. I just got word on the chat room that says, shout out to your man Showcase for being a Ray J hater. Showcase, man.
Wow.
I'm telling you, see, quit while you're ahead, son. Quit while you're ahead. You got a lot of Ray J fans out here, man. Chill.
No. Who's saying I'm a Ray J hater? I just said, dude, we didn't have to play the whole shit. That's all I said. All I said, if people are not listening to what I'm saying.
People didn't hear it, though, man. People didn't hear it. People want to hear what he did, what he said to Fab, and what he got to say about Fab.
Send the link to them and they can listen to it.
Everything is not about a link.
Send the link to them. Tell them to Google it. Tell them to Google it.
If he could send his friendship as a link, he would. Like, yo, here, download this, and I'm your friend.
Listen. Tell them to Google it. We let's have our conversation about it and see where we should go with it.
So that's like somebody saying, don't even get DJ Showcase mixtape. Google it.
That what?
Same thing, right?
How is that the same thing? What are you talking about? How
my
is
nigga,
that
we here to
thing?
Provide music. We here to provide the gossip. That's what we do. We provide it what they want to hear, my nigga.
We're not here to provide,
provide
the gossip. We're here to entertain people.
Exactly. What was that? That was entertainment. That's to you. But
that was him talking on another fucking show. Fucking Keith saying somebody else. We weren't even in the conversation.
Oh, he's talking like Ray J right now. He's sounding like Ray J right now.
I'm sounding like Ray J. I'm trying. Okay, so fucking watch yourself, Fab.
I feel like fabulous right now, June.
Watch yourself, Fab. Watch yourself.
You better watch it, nigga. Showcase got 30 goons and 2 Rolls Royces and 6 Bentleys and all that shit right now.
We got a helicopter on top of the roof.
Oh, shit, son. Yeah, Showcase is a 40-ass nigga, son.
Showcase is the greatest.
All I said was I would love to have a conversation about it.
I said he's...
Oh, man. Your next topic...
Boston. Let's talk about Boston.
No, next.
Oh, next topic is music.
This nigga gets upset with the Boston shit. You can't say Red Sox fit in the show for nothing. You say Red Sox
right,
in the show, he starts playing music. Starts getting a little fucking sensitive. His hand parts.
That's right. I'm very sensitive when it comes to the Red Sox.
All right,
so
we're not talking about
all y'all niggas got injured.
You ain't
gonna believe this.
See, look what you're doing.
I'm good. Telling you, nigga, I got control of this whole situation, son.
That's
nobody all right. Will not hear you, man.
Yo, that's all right. I know where you work at, nigga.
Oh.
I'm not.
Yeah, all right, nigga.
Hey, yo, man, let's get out of this little hate. I feel like there's a lot of hate in the air, man. We got to,
You were the one that produced this hate because you said that people want to hear this fucking gossip. So you produced
the hate
that started. So now you want to change the hate. Let's stay in this
hate.
We've been raging hate for like 30 minutes. Let's stay in this hate.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
The boss is, and we can boss up like the boss is. All about green like Paul Pierce. Mayweather flow, look, zero losses. Diamond today, diamond at night. Five star chick, about that five star life. I must admit, I'm a fan. Your shoe game ruthless, girl, goddamn. Been a few years, you my number one. Blood in my veins, breath in my lungs. We the ones winning, so they want toast. We an item, blend like rum coke. Love the way you doing it. Doing it, damn, fly like a jet blue stewardess. You can fly alone, but I don't advise it. I'm inviting you to fly with the pilot.
So when I fly, you fly, we fly together.
Believe that.
And when I shine, you shine, we shine forever.
Yeah.
Baby, so when I fly, you fly, we fly together. And when I shine, you shine, we shine forever.
Bad boy.
On the iPad, fly it in the sky cap. Shorty got a nice job, but works too hard. Put that shit tomorrow, now welcome to the mall. I need my women mobile, I make a picture mobile. Double MG is global, sit all the way for dollar. I ain't rocking no polo, but I'm dripping in sham. My heart beating so fast, cause I'm taking my time. Yeah, I get in and lick it, I just handle my business. School of the VS1s, national on the difference. In my penny just dipping, I keep up on my side. My life's a runway, and it's time to fly.
So when I fly, you fly, we fly together.
Believe that.
And when I shine, you shine, we shine forever.
Yeah.
Baby, so
what
when I fly, you fly, we fly together. And when I shine, you shine, we shine forever.
Yeah, I'm a boss, so I need a boss seat. And we could play house in my fall trees. Feet kicked up, corner all fears. Royalty princess in my cross scenes. She wanna tear them all down, what I let her do? Here go my credit card, and the debit too. I like your attitude, if I'm supposed to. See you on Facebook, so I post you. Biggest couple on campus, styling on them all ever since prom dance. Me and my boo, you know how I do. Toss keys to valet on arrival. We in here like a hostage, and my better half in that full-length ostrich. Hey, time you fall through, it's a bloodbath. Swag killing them hoes, now lay your autograph.
So when I fly, you fly, we fly together.
Believe that.
And when I shine, you shine, we shine forever.
Yeah.
Baby, so
what
when I fly, you fly, we fly together.
Yo, what up, y'all? This is the homie L-Pro, and you listening to the one and only New Talk City Radio with TDI, Vice, and DJ Showcase, baby. Right here, get your real music.
Yes, sir.
Well, anyway, to kill that whole Fabulous and Ray J shit, at the end of the day, you know, if Ray J snuffed him, he should just left it at that. I mean, it's not necessary for that other extra shit. Really? You got him with the one, two. He got him with the 1-2 now. He wants to get him with the 4-5-6 with all his hundreds of homies. Come on, man.
Sometimes the 1-2 ain't enough.
It is enough, though. That's the problem. It is enough. It, one, two's enough.
Hey, yo,
one, two's enough. You're
going
to take it to the further extent and the further level for no fucking reason.
I need my man Torture to get on the line, man, because I want to play this joint. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into the Cicero joint, Bottles and Rockin' J's. Matter of fact, 914, what up? You live?
T, what up, baby? This Torch.
Torch, damn. Waste no time, huh?
Yeah, I'm live and direct. You ain't know that. Get into the Cicero joint, though. I'll let you in after the song and all that.
All right, yeah, because I want to know what this you sent me already is uploaded, is in the system. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to get into
that Cicero joint. I seen that joint earlier today, too, on Worldstar. Shout out to him.
Crack. Shout out to my boy, Sis. We're going to get him on the show soon. Fight DJ Showcase. He's in the building. New Talk City. This is how we do it, man.
Yeah. Mr. Snapchat with the 23 sneaker.
It's the speaker now.
Huh?
You're now in tune with the West Coast Finest, DJ Far.
Bitches ain't getting paid, business ain't getting paid. We do this shit every day. What the fuck are you doing? The flow is timeless, this will never tarnish. All these niggas talking swag, when were they really on it? Pardon my cocky, but I'm just being honest. Hayes got me bent like a GT is up in the corner. It's something cleaner than the meat from your fresh roaster. Get a pick, I'm something close to the best poster. Here he go with his big ego. Nah, I ain't tripping, I'm just swagging, I'm just sipping on this Merlot. Red wine, standing in my true blues. Jordan 3's airtime, fly boy, I air glide. I rep it well, raised on two words, collect and sell, nigga, I been on that G shit, that B shit, that T-Y, that me shit, yeah, that 747 wingless, every bar is raw, you don't need a straw, penis, groupies on my penis, PP on flea hoes, likes me a boss bitch, ski on Geo's, my haters look carsick, I'm like, look at them, nah, really, look at them, swag turns up to 190, I'm cooking them,
oh,
we just
no.
The boy is back to work, them rappers looking shook again. I'm on my ones and twos, like a DJ. In that new whip, the way I spun it through. Get it? Rosé without piss out. They pissed off and I clipped out. If we don't go buy wells, we lease up and we rent out. She still wants to get in. Let me stick my dick in and I get that pussy whip in. When I dip in and I dip out. YBF to the death, dude. Shitting on these lanes, point me to the restroom. On my Philly fly, 23 foot wet. And I'm going in like, yeah. Check it out, it's in case you ain't know. All we do is chain smoke. Talking about that gang, bro. Look like clouds of train smoke. Is them boys some lanes? No. Let's respect our gangs, huh? If we want it, we can make it rain till we see rainbows. Oh, throw it up. Let it fall. Fuck that, pick it up. Cause I'm ready to spin it all. You know me, I'm on my shit. Reppin' 215 with 23 on my kit. Bottles and rockin' J's. Bottles and rockin' J's. Bottles and rockin' J's. Bottles and rockin' J's. Bitches ain't getting paid. Business ain't getting paid. We do this shit every day. What the fuck are you doing?
New Talk City Radio with the fruck is poppin'. It's your boy Relly All Star. Far Rock is in the building all day. Hamels, what up?
That's the Far Rockaway, man. Hamels. You know what I mean? Ashmere. My goonies out there, man. The Rock. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. Joe, what up?
Yo.
What's your case at, man?
I'm here. I'm always here.
All right, gotta make sure you hide it out, man. Vice, you in the building with us?
Yes, sir.
Vice, what's good, Vice? What's good, Vice?
What's good, my nigga?
Showcase, what's good, man?
Ain't shit, kid. Chilling, listening to
drama. Showcase, I'm angry.
He told me he didn't want to stay with us to talk. But yeah, whatever. Yeah, all right, I'm just here chilling.
Listen, I'm all about the peace, kid.
You better go to church. You better go to church radio or something.
Been there already. I'm all about the peace right now.
Listen,
it's all fun and games right now until things go a little bit too far. Then they ain't going to be laughing matter, but that's neither here nor there. So let's get into it.
All right, so we got this track right here. Torture, we got this track right here, man. What's it called?
That shit's called Dig a Hole, featuring my brother Stax Mueller. Basically, I'm going to just get right into it. It's like, basically, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't on no beef shit personally, but at the end of the day, like, I think a lot of niggas is disrespectful. It's Our Future. The niggas did a interview with the Morning Show on Hot 97 a while back. I just got heat to it, like, you know what I'm saying, a little while ago. And I mean, basically saying, fuck the, you're going to hear it, it's on the track anyway, like, you know what I mean? I put a little snippet of the interview on the track so niggas can know what the fuck I'm talking about and don't think I'm bugging. I'm trying to do this for publicity or whatever the fuck. I mean, but basically got real disrespectful, saying fuck the underground, and personally, I'm underground, so, you know what I mean? Niggas say fuck me, it's fuck you. Like, that's how, where I'm from, that's how we do it.
That's right,
you know I mean?
Son. So niggas know, B.
So that's
what
it is.
And Showkick got the nerve to put that guy on his mixtape, man. Fuck going on with this
fuck
guy, man.
Fuck that nigga.
Listen, wait a minute, come on. When I put Pusha T on there, I put Pusha T on the mixtape.
I want to hear it.
Pusha T was on the mixtape. It just happened to be featuring this guy that you're talking about.
I want
to
hear it.
Dig a hole. Torture, Stax Mueller, DX Stand Up, Underground, Stand the Fuck Up. Let's get it.
All right, let's get right into it. Let's go.
Underground.
Yes.
None of my goals were set to be with none of these underground.
But do you have any
artists? I hate them. Fuck the underground.
Oh.
Fuck the underground.
Yes.
None of my goals were set to be with none of these underground.
But do you have any
artists? I hate them. Fuck the underground.
Oh.
You hear that, Stax?
I hate these niggas, man.
Niggas ain't respecting the grind, man.
Niggas must be out their mind.
Like, I don't know about y'all, but we fuck with the underground.
We is the underground.
Better yet, like, we are the underground.
We made it possible for niggas without deals to overcome obstacles. The nerve of these niggas, this the underground. Well, I'm underground, and underground is where your body will be found. You fucking clown. Keep talking slick, use a pussy in disguise. I see a pussy in your eyes. Learn to keep your mouth shut, cause that just wasn't wise. Use a skateboarder, I kick push niggas. American X, bite the curb, stomp your head till it gush niggas. It's crazy how nobody crazy. Some niggas in they place. Well, I'm from the Bronx, and in my hood, that's a disgrace. Fuck me, no fuck you, nigga. What it do, baby boy style? Line y'all up and punch to your crew. You should think before you say shit.
Why?
Cause I just don't have the patience. And I don't think before I spray shit. Banana clips, I load them up. Yeah, I'm on some ape shit. Anybody disrespect is off with they head. Dig a hole, throw dirt on yourself and play dead. Ain't no turning back, no limit to how I beat you. Pick you the fuck up. Then suplex, shout your sneakers. Listen, Tyler Doggy, run up on you on Haji Michael Faye. Jasper ain't a note. That shit is bright as day. Holler shells will turn you into Casper. Y'all my pet peeve, so fuck nah, I can't stand ya. I put Potter, left brain on his left lead. It ain't no fall back, calm down and just breathe.
Nah.
Little nigga, watch your mouth when
watch
you talk about my feet. I have some G's run up on you, you'll be scared F. They waving E's at your beanie like C. Philly,
what up?
Now, ain't it odd how your future being controlled by the
ain't
street? Claim my prize, take you underground and toss you in the creek. We is the underground, nigga, so watch how you
watch
speak.
Your mouth.
Let's see you talking, walking, walk without your legs and teeth.
It's your boy Torture, Stax Mueller. Like, we ain't doing this for no publicity or nothing like that. Like, you know what I mean? We just feel like we are the underground. Disrespect the underground, disrespecting us. You feel me? So on that note, BX, what's up? Better yet, underground, stand up. In my cowboy breed, punk. I hurt you out here, B. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Yo, Statue, get the fuck out of here, man. See me when you see me, too, nigga. I'm in the street. Believe that.
What up, though? It's your boy, T-Cal Meese. You know what I'm saying? Coming straight out of Detroit, Michigan. Motown, you know what I'm saying? But right now, you tuned in to New Talk City Radio with the homies PDI, Vice, and my homie DJ Showcase, man. Get you some.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
Yo.
What the hell?
I have no idea. All I heard was, you know, it's crazy and...
Yeah, what's going on, man?
It's this guy.
Oh.
Fucking TDI. Anyway. The hot track,
TDI is hosting like the Boston Red Sox right now.
The hot track. So let me ask you something.
Yeah, yeah.
How far are you willing to take that? Is that just as
I mean,
far as you're going with this
it? Like, at the end of the day... Like, it is what it is. Like, I'm from the South Bronx, my nigga. Like it could stay on like this. Like, I just want niggas to, I feel like, you know, these niggas is misguided. Like, I don't know, they ain't got no fucking respect. And, like, and that gets you hurt, my nigga. Hey, every real nigga know that. You know what I'm saying? There's always, you know, guidelines to shit. Like, you gotta watch what you say. You shouldn't say certain shit. But at the end of the day, I mean, I set it on track. If they come back with a track, we could do it on music. If I see niggas in the street, I might slap them. I ain't gonna lie. I don't play. Like, I don't know. It depends. Like, I can't call it. But I'm not. Nobody gonna die over this shit. I mean, it's not that serious.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I respect that. No, I respect that. You see him on the street, it might be a smack, but you know, I respect that.
Yeah, he might get smacked, you know, depending on the situation. But I mean,
you ain't gonna turn Ray J on us now, right?
Oh nah, definitely. I'm not a incriminating person. That nigga was stupid. Definitely not Ray J.
You see, that's the difference between real rap beef and crazy rap beef. That Ray J.
Hey, I'm not even gonna get out of my character like that. It's not even that serious.
That's just up.
But yeah, that's what it is.
Yo,
I just got to get that over. We had to get that off.
Spank that nigga
on that. You know what I'm saying? We just had to get that off our chest. Like, that's what it is.
No, it's a hot track. It's a hot track.
Shit.
You plug in the front. It puts a point, exclamation point, that, you know, hey, watch, you know, you stay fucked underground. Here we are. You know what I'm saying? We
right.
were the ones that, it started from the underground, so I wouldn't fucking end in the underground.
Right. That's my point. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy that we, you know, we the only people that actually respond. It's a lot of rappers out there that could have said, I know we ain't the only niggas that heard that shit. You feel me? Like, and it's like nobody gonna say nothing for real. Like I'm sitting back and just watching these niggas. People like, oh yeah, fuck with these niggas. I fuck. I'm not a hater. Like, at the end of the day, but yo, for real, like niggas, these need to get some respect. I'm not a hater. Personally, I don't think niggas is nice like that. Personally, I'm not a hater, but I don't feel like they nice. But I never said nothing about them. Let them do them. Do your thing. When I heard that, I just felt like, yo, these niggas is clowns. Like, these niggas is straight clowns to me. Like, and I just felt like
it is
other niggas that could have said something. Like, you got to put these niggas in their fucking place. Period. Niggas can't just come in the game.
It is a little odd. It is a little odd that nobody said nothing about it. And
that shit is real crazy, like, to me. So,
it is a little odd.
I'm on the ground, so, hey, what's up?
No, but you know what? Here's the crazy part. And this is what TDI was talking about earlier. He was talking about that I got him on my mixtape. Yeah, he's on the mixtape. But you know who he's with. It's not his track. It's Pusha T's track. And if you remember
right.
who Pusha T is from Clips.
Right. Yeah. I fuck with
Pusha. So when TDI said that, it kind of caught me off guard because he's sitting here saying that he don't fuck with the underground. But meanwhile, Pusha T as a whole right now is underground.
Hey,
I don't think so, B. Pusha T is not an underground artist. Pusha T has
songs on the radio. He has retail. Like, he got a catalog. Like, he came out with an album before.
Listen,
he's not technically underground, but he kind of still is.
Yeah.
He's street. He's like a street rapper, but he's still
he's technically
not underground though, because he has retail. But at the end of the day, I still consider him like that. Like, the underground fuck with him hard, so he basically
no,
is to me. But
Pusha T got retail under Clips. Pusha
right.
T done got retail under Pusha T.
But it's still the same thing.
He's a signed artist. He's signed
a. He got started all over again.
Rappers in the game right now. kind of Kanye West. Like, that's, I mean, when his album come out, it's not going to be, you know what I mean? It's going to be heard. It's going to be heard about.
Yeah,
so,
but here's the thing. How many tracks have you heard from Pusha T already?
I heard a lot of
them. They heard more Pusha T than they hear about any of us in this room right now.
Real talk.
Okay, no,
yeah,
but,
he's not on the town. Like, Pusha T can go, he can go around the world and people will know who he is.
Of course. Now, how many
if Pusha T was underground, he wouldn't be fucking with Pusha T.
Okay, now how many of these other cats actually heard Pusha T, like, out of the ordinary cats? Like, no more cats.
But listen, but at the end of the day, Pusha T was underground. And that's my point. Like, even if you're not now, you still gotta cross that path to get where you're at.
That's what I'm
nigga.
Trying to say.
Can you feel
that's
me?
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's
exactly
that's my
what I'm
point.
Trying to
like,
say.
That, I feel
maybe
what you're
I,
saying.
Maybe I went around the wrong way, but that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
I feel exactly what you're saying, Joe. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, like me personally, if I wasn't underground at this point, I still would have probably said something because that's just me. I was underground. That's I fucked the streets. Was what got you here, nigga? Like
you gotta everybody was.
Don't get cute. Niggas are trying to get cute beside themselves. Like, tell me, it's crazy. Like, so that's it. I'm just tight about that. Like nobody said nothing about that. Like it just got swept under the rug. And when I heard it, I was like, what the fuck? Like, come on. Did he just really say? I had to listen to it a few times. Like, this nigga's wilding. Like, you serious? All right. So, you know, that's just the natural nigga in me. Like, it's like anybody you hear that, it's like, come on. Like, I just went in. Like, listen.
I ain't gonna let that one slide.
Yeah, like, fuck that. And I really ain't even like the niggas. I think them niggas is clowns, personally. I ain't gonna lie. Like, them niggas just be doing, like, weird. Niggas is weird to me, like. But that's dumb. I don't, you know, like I said, I'm not a hater. I never said, oh, fuck them, they whack, da-da-da. Never said that. I personally, that's not my choice of niggas to listen to it. I done heard a bunch of people say, yeah, I fuck with, I heard Kiss say that. Yeah, I fuck with Future. I fuck with, I'm like, yeah, how y'all niggas is saying that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, these niggas is wilding. Like, these niggas need guidance, my nigga, and these niggas is not saying nothing. Y'all fuck with them? That's what y'all saying? Niggas said Wu-Tang old as, they got no respect, basically. Like, niggas is talking about Wu-Tang is old as fuck. I seen another interview, niggas is like, oh, y'all, they was bugging for the comparison. Like, oh, y'all remind us of Wu-Tang. Niggas was like, yeah, fuck Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang old as shit. Fuck Wu-Tang. Fuck, I mean, it don't sound like no fucking Wu-Tang. That, like, what do you, like, really?
He said that. He went to further say that, too.
My nigga, he said that. My nigga, like, yo, you can go on YouTube, my nigga, type it up. I can't make this up. I swear to God, like, I can't make this up. Like, I just feel like they got no guidance, my nigga. Like, they need guidance. Some niggas need, they need spankings, man. Let me Father's Day pass, but I mean, I still got my belt out. Whoop these niggas out. I don't play that. Don't play that shit, man.
Guess what? I'ma sting him.
All I gotta
sting him. And I definitely, I'ma play that track.
Yeah, all I gotta say is to all my underground niggas, keep doing what y'all do, man. Turn your fucking haters into a fan, and that's about it, man. Just keep pushing
me. That's right. Crazy.
Wow, son.
And all I gotta say is don't hate on my mixtape because he's on there because, you know, this is.
I'm not hating. Yeah, everybody go with DJ Showcase. Come on there.
Showcase.
A showcase.
Yeah.
You started with the enemy.
I'm on that joint, right? Or what? What's up?
What happened? Not on this one. I didn't get you on
this
one.
My man. All right. Don't download that mixtape from DJ Showcase. All right?
No. Chris, come on, man.
Don't load that. We don't.
Boy, try it.
Come on,
man. Nah, go support my man Showcase. But, that's just what it is. We just had to get something off our chest, man.
You do what you gotta do because you definitely. What you did is what needed to be done. You had to respond to the comment. You responded to the comment.
Right.
And definitely.
Yeah, that's it. So
look.
I'm gonna put it out. I'm gonna see what it is. Throw it up on YouTube. See what's up. And whatever happens from there, like, you know, let it be what it be. That's
but,
all.
Touch. Listen to me.
Yeah.
Trust and believe. You're gonna be on the next one.
I got material for days.
No, because I was twittering it out there and waiting for people to respond to me, kid. And I didn't see.
I don't even. You're not even. You had a new page, is on?
Yeah, now I got a new
Twitter. Okay, you got a Twitter now, man.
You wildin', dog. You ain't even see. You got a new page.
Yeah.
You ain't even say nothing.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard from you in a while, though. So
you acting funny. You acting funny, Chuck. You coming out with,
you know why you haven't heard about it on Twitch? Because you been fucking promoting it wrong. His Twitter page.
How have I been promoting it wrong?
spelled showcase.
Yeah, nigga, that's how you promote it wrong. You supposed to go on. First of all, you supposed to go on the shows page. What's the show? Real Talk New York. I ain't see that on there.
It was on there.
Oh, I ain't see that.
It was on there. That's how I got it because everybody kept talking about it.
How many times you put it up there? Once?
No, no, it was up there a couple times. Follow.
I ain't see that.
Oh,
I know.
WWE.
I didn't know you had a page. Like.
Yeah, no, they got me wrapped up into this shit, kid. I'm telling you.
I feel you. I ain't mad at you, though. Like, I'm going to check it out.
Now I'm a Twitter fucking head.
Yeah, you
got
to.
I
gotta
give him some links and all that, man, and post that mixtape, brother. He should be doing that shit tonight, man.
Let me know, post the link or showcase. Follow me on Twitter. I'll follow you back, man. Like, you know, I don't know your Twitter joint, so I can't even.
I'll get it off the page.
Hit me up. I'll follow you. Like, I'll check it out. I help you promote the joint and all that. You know what I mean?
Yo, Vice, what you say?
For the next one, I'm gonna go get some nightclub and all that crazy
other shit.
All right, Vice, man.
You feel better?
All right, be easy, fellas.
Hey, Vice, take it easy, man.
That underground to the death, nigga.
All right.
All right, what?
Yo, we got to have underground night. Mike Geronimo, Drazy from Dow's Effects. We got to have all these people on the show. For real, man.
Niggas got to respect it, man. Like, I fuck with the underground. Like, that's the lead way to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, before the NBA, niggas was in the park. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was playing ball in the park.
Listen, this is exactly what I was telling TDI earlier, that the rap game is funny, and the rap game needs to be changed.
This, like before the NBA, niggas was playing ball in the park.
The rap game nowadays, even the consumers, they only consider rap if you're in the major leagues, if you're a major artist.
Right.
That's why the rap game should have. That's what I told TDI earlier. The rap game should be like some fucking leagues and shit. You got your minor league rappers. You got your intermediate rappers. They should have leagues. Somebody should put out a website. If I know how to fucking make websites, kid, they should put out a website where it just builds up the whole process. You start as an intermediate. You move into the minor leagues, and then you hit the majors. And that's how it should be. But that's not how it is. And that's why, you know, the hardest part about it, and this is what we were talking about earlier, is the hardest part about it. You know Nas got a new album coming out, right?
Who?
Nas.
Nas what?
He has a new album coming out.
Coming out or it's out already?
Part of it's out already.
Oh, nah, I didn't even know about that, honestly.
Yeah, part of it's out already. Same thing with 50. 50 got a new album coming out, and part of it's out already.
I definitely didn't hear that.
But that's what I'm saying to you. That's the fucking problem with this fucking industry right now. Because once they hit the majors, and then they're not hot no more, and somebody else comes over from fucking out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They take over the airways.
Yo,
and
but in music and anywhere, your job is not to get on. Your job is to stay on.
Right. That's true.
But my dude,
that's why
it's not about that.
You know, Puff Daddy. There's no excuse
listen,
to Puff Daddy. There's no excuse
listen,
to Jay-Z.
It's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse.
It's the thing is, these radio stations are promoting bullshit. And I'm sorry to say it, it's bullshit. The radio stations are promoting bullshit. The radio stations are promoting how fucking fat your pocket is to fucking get your spins in here. And don't tell me I'm fucking wrong. Don't tell me I'm wrong, Touch, because I could put you in as a rotation right now if I had $250,000 and you'd be all over High 97. I could have $250,000 and put them all over the... It's changed. The whole fucking game is fucked up.
Yeah.
The whole game is fucked up, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because now, let me tell you something. Ready by Nature has tracks out there. They've been sitting out there for years.
Yeah.
Dre from Dos Effects got tracks out there. They've been sitting out there for years. Mike Geronimo from Queens, one of the Queens innovators, got tracks out there they've been sitting on for years. Because they're talking about the way the business is now is that your fucking pocket's fat. I don't care who you are. If you got a nice little dance song or whatever, you're going to get on the radio. You're going to get spins. Fuck that. And, I blame the DJs, too. If you got the tracks, play them. Fuck these fucking A&R motherfuckers. And who gives a shit? If you go back, let's say you go back 10 years, right? Let's say you go back 10 years, when you turn on Hot 97, you heard everybody. You heard Mobb Deep. You heard Fab Five. You heard Public Enemy. You heard everybody. It was such an eclectic mix of people, it wasn't even funny. Now you turn on Hot 97, you hear the same people. over and over and over and over and over and over.
Yo, look.
And it's sickening. No, TDI is sickening, dogs. It's sickening because you.
All right, but there's nothing we can do about it. Talking about it, it's not going to get
talking about
it's going to
change
it.
Talking about it's going to change it because somebody hears it and keeps it moving. Because let me tell you something. You could, like I told you earlier, TDI, you could turn on the fucking, you could turn on Z100 and you'll still hear Def Leppard. You'll still hear fucking the old shit. You'll still hear it. And it's not because it's not hot now. It's because it's hot then.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they have no respect. The hip hop, the industry of hip hop has no respect for pioneers, has no respect for the underground, and that's why you get bitch ass motherfuckers popping off at the mouth, fucking up. You know what I'm saying? This and that, and other people saying this and that, because it's all about money. It's all about who got the biggest cake.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's got to change.
It's not about
change.
Talent no more.
It ain't about talent no more. Talent is out the door. Talent is out the door.
Talent is out the door, man, and so are we. Talent is out the door, so are we, man.
Nah,
you can follow me at CDINYC. Follow my man, Torture. Give me a Twitter, kid.
TorchaBXNY. And, you know, follow my brother, Stacks Mola NYC.
I got to holler at him. I don't have him.
All right, I'm going to tell him to hit you up right now.
For sure, do that, man. Tell him I'm show.
It's at DJ Showcase, DJSHOCAYSE, and I'm gonna say it just like this, kid. All my mixtapes, my dude, are gonna be underground artists, and are gonna be artists that deserve their fucking respect. All my mixtapes are gonna. When you pick up my mixtape, you ain't gonna hear on Hot 97. My mixtape, you ain't gonna hear on Power 105. But my mixtape, you can put that shit in the iPod, and you can do your little workout session. You can do your little driving. I'm gonna give you the music, whether it's hot or not, whether it's the fucking in thing or not. I'm giving it to you, plain and simple.
Let's start taking submissions for that next tape, man. We ready?
Next week, I'm gonna start submissions again.
I bet. Let's do it, man. Yo, New Talk City, man. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, man. We already know each and every Monday, 8 p.m. to whenever on LushRadioOnline.com. Shout out to Lush. Tune in tomorrow night at midnight for Emma, the midnight hour.
Huh?
I might tune into that, man. It's going to be full
going,
section. It's
going
to be the biggest full
on?
Session in the world.
You going on there tomorrow?
Yeah.
I might check it out, too.
Yeah, I'm on there, man. I'm going to be on there. Midnight
you on there,
tomorrow.
You going there
midnight.
Raw or you going there with a condom, kid? Really?
Raw. Raw. Fornication has to be raw. You already know, man. We're going to leave y'all with this one. Yeah.
Yesterday, when we were getting high, you were invited. You would have liked it. I know you all too well. I said that we could kiss the past goodbye, but you weren't excited. There's no way to fight it. Stay but shout it, here I go. Should I spend a weekend in Vegas? I'm living inside a moment, not taking pictures to save it. I mean, how could I forget? My memories never faded. I can't relate to these haters. My enemies never made it. I am still here with who I started with. The game needed life. I put my heart in it. I blew myself up. I'm on some martyr shit. Carry the weight for my city like a cargo ship. I'm 23 with a money tree. Growing more too, I just planted 100 seeds. It's ironic cause my mother was a florist, and that's how she met my pops, and now my garden is enormous. It's happening in Penny Lane, just like you said. I avoided the coke game and went with Sprite instead. That's word to the millions that they putting up. I'm trying to do better than good enough. What am I afraid of? This is supposed to be what dreams are made of, but people I don't had a time to hang with always look at me and say the same. You promised me you would never change. You promised me you would never change. Am I wrong for making light of my situation? Clap on when 40 got some shit for me to snap on. Now that I'm on, I don't really want to worry about getting back on. I'm just trying to stay on, get my fucking buffet on. I heard they just moved my grandmother to a nursing home, and I be acting like I don't know how to work a phone. But hit redial, you see that I just called some chick I met at the mall that I barely know at all. And plus this woman that I messed with unprotected, texted saying she wish she would've kept